Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 2, and following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 2. I have given everything I see in this room, on this street, from this window, in this place, all the meaning that it has for me. The exercises with this idea are the same as those for the first one. Begin with things that are near you and apply the idea to whatever your glance rests on. Then increase the range outward. Turn your head so that you can include whatever is on either side. If possible, turn around and apply the idea to what was behind you. Remain as indiscriminate as possible in selecting subjects for its application. Do not concentrate on anything in particular, and do not attempt to include everything you see in a given area, or you will introduce strain. Merely glance easily and fairly quickly around you, trying to avoid selection by size, brightness, color, material, or relative importance to you. Take the subjects simply as you see them. Try to apply the exercise with equal ease to a body or a button, a fly or a floor, an arm or an apple. The sole criterion for applying the idea to anything is merely that your eyes have lighted on it. Make no attempt to include anything particular, but be sure that nothing is specifically excluded. I have given everything I see all the meaning it has for me. As I practice this lesson and contemplate it, I start out with things nearby, close to me, in my room. And the meaning that is held for each of these things I see, there is a lot of meaning I have put on each thing, like the picture of my sister, the books on the shelf, the candle that I bought at festival. There is a lot of meaning and history that I have wrapped up in these things. And then as I look farther away from me, out the window, at the neighbor's yards, there's less and less meaning that I have wrapped up in the things farther. I imagine someone else walking into my room and looking at my bookshelf and seeing it without all the stories, all the meaning I have attached. They have none of that, attachments. What if I were to look at the world without these attachments? With each object I look at, with the story around it. I am defining for myself who I am with each object. How does the sense of self come from the meaning I place on that candle? How does the meaning I place on that book teach me who I am? Could that be the truth of who I am, the meaning I place on that book? Everything that populates my world is teaching me who I think I am. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me to see with your eyes in each object who I really am. Help me to see that which changes cannot define who I am. I am eternal. Help me to become aware today of how I am defining what I am believing about myself. And help me to see the truth instead of the false beliefs. Help me to remember I have given everything all the meaning that it has for me, and help me uncover what that meaning really is. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. We take a few deep breaths and sink into relaxation. We quiet the mind by giving it something to do. We watch the breath in and out. Breathing in and breathing out. Now, in your mind's eye, place yourself in a place where you feel good. It may be a park you like to visit or your favorite room. Wherever it is for you, imagine yourself in this place. Look around and allow yourself to feel peace and love and the sense of belonging. As you are feeling this love and peace and belonging, allow part of the room or the place you're at to disappear. And notice that the feeling inside hasn't changed. You still feel peace and love and belonging. You may have placed yourself in a park, and you notice that the birds have disappeared, but you still feel that internal peace. And now the trees are disappearing, and yet still inside you, you have the same feeling of love and peace and belonging. Nothing has changed within. And yet things continue to disappear until there is nothing but you. And you notice you still have the feeling of peace. Nothing outside of you changes that feeling inside of you. You still feel that love, that belonging, that peace. And you sit here in this peace. Not dependent on anything outside of you, but finding peace and love within.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me in allowing ourselves to open our minds, to be willing to see things differently. Namaste.